From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, Assistant News Research Editor. Happy Monday, Melissa.
Happy Monday.
Well, we're here.
Yes.
And we were invited by TNT to take a sneak peek at the new series, Men of a Certain Age, that premieres at 9 p.m. Monday, December 7th on TNT. The drama focuses on three men who were best friends in college and are now in their 40s and navigating through the second act of their lives. Playing the men are Emmy winner Andre Brower from Homicide: Life on the Street, Golden Globe winner Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap, and Emmy winner Ray Romano from Everybody Loves Raymond, who also co-created the show. That's quite a lineup, isn't it?
It's an amazing lineup, and they're really, really good.
So you liked Men of a Certain Age?
I did. I watched all three episodes that we got to preview. Mm-hmm. I loved it, and I will keep watching.
Yeah, and you know, the initial thought is watching. Well, just the description. You know, men in their 40s going through midlife. It's like, how exciting is that? But the cast and the script are just awesome.
They are, and it's relatable even to women in our 40s.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I was lucky enough to sit in on a conference call with Ray Romano, and one of the questions posed to him is, well, you know, what if this were a series about three women in their mid-40s? He said, well, it'd be called Sex in the City. They'd be shooting their second movie.
That's really funny. I didn't watch Everybody Loves Raymond. I didn't get in the beginning, so I never tried it. But, you know, everyone I know that watched it loved it. And I can see in this show, he's definitely really, he's just really talented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't one that followed Everybody Loves Raymond myself either. Of course, he won an Emmy for it. And also, too, as executive producer. And again, people thought that, well, that's, you know, who Ray Romano is, this character, Ray Barone. But again, he said, you know, he's more like this character, Joe, in Men of a Certain Age than he was Ray Barone.
And that's interesting. And I think it's really cool that he's doing a drama. I mean, there's a lot of drama in this show as well as comedy.
Mm-hmm.
There is some serious stuff. And it is realistic, I think, a lot of the situations that people have to deal with, but just enough humor to make you laugh. There's times where you really, really laugh.
Yeah, and of course, you know, some of the scenes in the show are, you know, based on real incidents either Ray experienced or he heard his friends talking about. So that makes it even, you know, more hilarious, especially in the season premiere. There's a possum in the road. Pretty funny.
Yes, and that makes it understandable that it is so relatable, because that doesn't surprise me that they were real. Some of them were real things that happened. But
yeah. Well, their characters in the show, Ray Romano plays a guy named Joe, who's recently separated, has two children, and he's dreamed of being a professional golfer, but instead he owns and runs a party store.
Yes, and does it well, apparently.
Yeah. He's doing well. And then there's Owen, played by Andre Brower, who's overstressed husband, father of three, who's constantly being criticized by his dad, who owns the car lot where he works.
Yes. Yeah, their relationship is very interesting. His relationship with his wife is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a really good husband and wife relationship. And then the way his father treats him, you get really mad. But then you like the way he kind of stands up to him.
Yeah.
And Ray Romano's character does have a flaw, though.
What's that?
He's a gambler.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
about that. He's a gambler. So that's kind of interesting.
I think that's what they said, the reason his wife left him is,
yes,
because of his gambling habit.
And he kind of still seems to want to get back together with his wife, but she's kind of seems ready to move on. So there's that kind of conflict
going on. And that's why he's currently living in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't want to get his own place.
And then Scott Bakula's character.
He plays Terry, a laid-back actor who's just breezing through life. In fact, he's not really acting so much as, you know, just doing a temp job in an office.
Yeah, he seems to be having a hard time getting acting jobs. But and they even refer to him this way once, is that he's kind of got the big-time Peter Pan syndrome. I mean, he goes through life, goes through women, dates younger, a lot younger women, and is just real laid back and doesn't seem to want to have any responsibility. But he is hysterical. He has some really, really funny scenes, I think.
Yeah. And it's good that it seems like every morning they get up and go jogging together, the three friends. Mm-hmm. And then they try to meet at the local diner for lunch just to, you know, chill out and talk about.
And those conversations together are hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's really neat, I think, that they have such a good relationship being friends that long of a time. Mm-hmm. And they still seem to be really close.
Yeah. Well, and again, that's kind of the way Ray Romano's personal life is like. He grew up in Jersey, and he's still buddies with, you know, the kids in the neighborhood. And in fact, a lot of them moved to Hollywood, and, you know, they're his writing buddies.
See, that's good. That's really neat. I didn't know that. That's really neat.
So, and, well, are we ready to rate it?
I think we are.
Okay, well, Melissa, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Men of a Certain Age?
I'm giving it a 9, but I could even be pushed to a 10, but I'd say probably a 9. There's a few little references that are kind of yuck, that kind of I guess they have to throw in, because that's the way men really talk. But what did you give it?
I gave it a 9, too. You know,
okay, we
well
agreed
acted,
again.
Yeah, well acted, cleverly written, you know, made me laugh.
I agree.
And this first season, they're producing 10 episodes. So, and hopefully viewers will tune in and there'll be a season 2. That's what we're hoping for.
I can't imagine that this will get picked up. I mean, and people, and maybe it depends on the time slot. It's Monday night at 9, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So that hopefully people will watch.
Yeah, hopefully. So check it out. It's Men of a Certain Age, and it premieres at 9 p.m. Monday, December 7th on TNT. And remember to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.